Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse and on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Stros411. Always positive, always Stros.
Alrighty, the Astros are winners. Once again, they go ahead and defeat the Angels. They have a 5-1 record on the road to start the season. The good times are rolling in Houston, guys, and they're coming back to face the A's. And you have to feel a little bit bad about the A's because here they are. They face the Astros, and now they're facing the Dodgers. Then they have to go face the Astros again. Poor babies. It's almost like they have to deal with a bunch of trash cans being thrown on the field. Wait, That's the Astros. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And a lot more about Kyle Tucker leading the league, or I think leading league in RBIs. But we'll talk about that on today's Locked On Astros podcast. You can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcasts, Locked On Astros. So, the Astros won. And I know today it kind of got off to a kind of shaky start. I know that Zach Greinke gave up that early two-run homer to Mike Trout, and everybody's like, oh no, here we go again. The Angels are going to go ahead and kick the Astros' butts, and we're gonna struggle, man. And Greinke's going to give up a whole bunch of gopher balls, and it's going to be an unzen-like day. But Greinke settled down, and he pitched seven innings. He had four strikeouts, only allowed the five hits, two earned runs, and his ERA on the season is 1.38. And he did what the A's are supposed to do. He pitched seven innings.
Yeah, he did. I'm getting an echo right now. Are you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just keep talking then. So, Zach Greinke, that ball that Mike Trout hit, I actually had turned on the game in my classroom. We were done for the day. They were like, you can watch a movie or whatever. So I put the Astros game on. I watched it in time to watch that, and it was just a meat pitch, Eric. It was just anybody with any kind of talent in the major leagues probably would have crushed that ball, but Mike Trout hitting it made it look like Zeus himself. And so, you know, that was the limited damage that they were able to do. They only allowed that two-run home run. And if you looked at his performance going through the first few innings, you would think the score would be a lot different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And like Johnny Munoz says, the Astros were one bad inning away from starting 6-0 in a row. And I talked about this on yesterday's solo podcast while Brett was kind of dreaming about today's podcast.
About that. So here's the story.
We don't have to talk about that. But anyway, Joe Smith went ahead and gave up a whole bunch of runs in that inning. And I know that a lot of people are saying, well, this is Dusty Baker being Dusty Baker. Joe Smith is the guy that you're going to count on more often than not. So I'm not going to blame Dusty Baker for bringing that in. So bringing him in, everybody's going to have a bad game. And the Angels have been playing good baseball. And as of yesterday, there's four teams in baseball that had four wins. It was the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Astros, and Angels. Right. So to lose to the Angels that have been surprisingly good offensively, I'm not going to lose any sleep on that. There's other things I'll lose sleep over. That's not one of those.
I mean, a 5-1 road trip is amazing. That's what Dusty Baker said. He said it feels good to come out here and get the split to go 5-1 on the first road trip. I mean, I don't think anybody expected the Astros to sweep the A's. I know that they came in game one, and when I accidentally fell asleep, the Astros were winning, and I woke up at 3 a.m., and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's the link, and the Astros lost. So I kind of blame myself for the loss because I thought maybe it was my fault, but I don't think I have that kind of power. Eric, I am going to say this, that today, one of the things that bothered me were the strikeouts. Now, Bundy was just on. I didn't know, but Blummer and Callis were talking about he was the Gatorade National High School Player of the Year. And it was really neat that 8 years prior to that, Lance McCullers held the same position. So the Astros struck out 15 times today at the plate, which is their most since striking out 18 times May 27th, 2018 at Cleveland. It's their most strikeouts in a win, striking out 18 times in 14 innings and beating the Blue Jays 2-1 in August 1st, 2016. So it's great to strike out that many times and still get the win because you got Carlos Correa and this guy that's got a clutch gene. He hit his first home run. Dude, what a really good win, you know?
By the way, I figured out the echo. I had the computer speaker on. That's what you were hearing. So
yeah, I was like,
hey. I got it. Alrighty. So yeah, Altuve, Johnny says that the Altuve and Straw need to fix their communication problems on those fly balls before somebody gets seriously hurt. Yeah, I know that we saw that too. And yeah, I'll go and put that on the screen. But yeah, I think that goes between any position player. Yeah, you're going to see that. So guys, go ahead. If y'all want to make some comments, whether you're listening via Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're listening to, you can go ahead and make some comments and we'll go and put it on the screen. And that way, when you rewatch this, you can go ahead and be super famous for like 15 seconds or so.
Hey, Eric, can I go ahead and take this question? Because it's actually an interesting question. You mind if I grab the one at top, Caleb's question? You mind if I grab that?
Sure. Where is it?
He basically says, how do we get Diaz in the lineup full time? Great question. You don't, because you have Michael Brantley. You don't, like, no offense to Alednis Diaz, who I think is an excellent player, but you don't have room for him because of Michael Brantley. And that's just it. The only way he comes in full time is if someone goes down with a long-term injury, and you don't want that. That is the pickle. But here's the thing. You want him coming in when he's able to play. Michael Brantley's been out, and he has done the job. He has done the job with his glove. He's done the job with the bat. And so that's what you want to do. They just don't have the extra holes to put him out there. But that is a good question.
Yeah, so speaking of Michael Brantley, he did not return back to the lineup today. But don't worry, everybody. He could have played. He could have pinch hit in the right situation today. And he should be back in the lineup opening day Thursday, which is awesome. We're going to be back in Minute Maid Park for the first time since the 2019 World Series. So, woohoo! And I don't know who's going, but I've got my tickets. I'm going to be sitting in mezzanine, and I'm going to be super excited to be out there. And it's going to be curious to see how it's going to be with only 25% capacity. I know that it's not going to get any higher than 50% capacity in April. So we'll have to see how it is. But props to all your Rangers fans for going out there to watch your team lose 38,000. Congratulations for going out there. But we'll see how that all turns out. But speaking of which, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Built Bar. Talk to us about Built Bar.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the business. Now, folks, if you've eaten a Built Bar, any protein bar, put them away. Built Bar will forgive you because they've got a special promo code for our Locked On listeners. And if you use a promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order. They have these flavors: coconut almond, cherry barcia, cookies and cream, peanut butter. Let me just tell you about peanut butter. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. It's great for the healthy, conscious guy or girl. Even if you're on the keto diet, grab these. You can slam a Built Bar like I do before a workout, during a workout, after a workout. It gives you energy. I eat 1 to 2 a day on minimum. I can't go a day without Built Bar. Built Bar is the best protein bar. It's wrapped in 100% chocolate, and it's like you're eating a candy bar. So enjoy BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 50% off your first order at BuiltBar.com.
All right, speaking of which, let's have a belching beaver when we watch opening day. If you're up watching from home, perfect time to have a belching beaver.
That's right. If you go to belchingbeaver.bev, you can find out where they're serving belching beaver because they have a partnership with Ambient distribution in Texas. So they come to Texas. I know they're working on some plans in Austin, some future plans. I know they're looking at moving to Houston at some point. But if you happen to be in California in the Oceanside area, they have the Oceanside Brew House. They have Pub 980, North Park Tasting Room, and a Tavern and Grill. They have all beers for all palates. They have hard seltzers. They have easy drinking blondes. They have this No Worries IPA. It has aromas of darkness and tropical fruit. They jump from the glass. The first sip will tingle your taste buds. And as the bitterness mellows the hop flavors, they take over. Strata, Galaxy, Mosaic, Citra, and Alamo hops all lend to their characteristics of a delightful West Coast IPA. Check it out, belchingbeaver.com. I'm here to have a damn good time.
Alrighty, I know that Trevor Howard asked about Diaz layout catch. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see it. I wish I did. I had other issues going on at that time.
No, but, it was phenomenal. It was like when you think Elenis Diaz, Eric, you don't think diving catches. You think a guy like Miles Straw, you think a guy like George Springer, but yeah, it was definitely excellent because you need him to have a sure glove. You know, Brantley doesn't necessarily, I mean, he dives, but he's not the diving type. He's kind of got a larger frame. And so, dude, it was a phenomenal catch. You'll have to go back and check that highlight after the show.
Yeah, definitely. But you can't go wrong with what happened today. They had back-to-back homers. I think it was Kyle Tucker and Aledmys Diaz early in the game. After you had Mike Trout hitting that two-run homer in the first inning, then you had the Astros coming back to tie the game. And it was a tied game, I think, until the ninth inning, I want to say it was. So Zach Greinke did his job. I know he kind of wavered a little bit at the beginning of the game, but he kept the Astros into the game. And then how about the Astros? This is something that I didn't even know that what's the guy's Tom, the Tom guy who pitched,
yes,
the position player. He is the only pitcher to face the Astros in 2021 who has limited them to no runs in the ninth inning of a game.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that impressive? That's freaking impressive. How the heck do you do that?
Can and we trade Astros for him at the deadline?
No, I don't think I'm going to trust him. But yeah, I know. But Johnny Munoz brings up another point. The Astros' biggest weakness so far has been the starters, not named Zach Greinke. And I guess we could say Lance McCullers because he's the only other Astro starter that has gone five innings, not going deep enough in the bullpen. And then and the bullpen, I guess, with the walks. So, yeah, I think that is a little issue. So I think Caleb's talking about the three-game set against Oakland would be a good chance to play Tucker in center field. I'm not ready to go there yet. I think that Miles Straw is going to continue to play in center field, and I think that Chaz McCormick is most likely going to be your backup center fielder at this point. And I think if any, he's with how he played so far, he deserves a chance to play over putting Kyle Tucker in right field. And how about Kyle Tucker leading the Astros in homers and RBIs and with a 192 batting average? Go figure.
He's like your typical power hitter. Like he hits for power, but you know, he goes down a lot. I think Tucker's going to figure it out. Someone had stopped by my room when we were watching the game, and they were like, "What do you think about Kyle Tucker?" I said, "He's an absolute stud. He can absolutely crush the ball." And he happened just to hit a home run right then. And they're like, "Well, I guess you're right." And I was like, "Well, no, I'm right because the Astros have been offered probably a king's ransom for him, and they've never let him go." And so it was great. Yes, that is a great point from World Traveler saying that the Angels lead the league in home runs with 12. And hey, we beat them. We beat them in the second game. We should have beat them in the first game, but you're not going to win them all. So, you know, I'm all for this team going 161-1. I don't have a problem with that. What about you, Eric?
Are you sure about that? The Angels only hit one homer today, right?
They hit one. No, yeah. They're saying they've hit 12 all year.
No. The Astros have, I think the Astros have 12 homers. So the Astros lead the league with 12 homers, yes.
No, it says, you see what you put up there?
Well, I know, but she corrected the World
Star. Okay. Well, yes. I was like, well, hey, that's good that we beat them. I didn't know because
I was trying to do math here. I'm like, whoa, let's slow down a little bit. So the Astros lead the league with 12 homers. The Angels have 10 homers. So let's correct it.
World Traveler. All right. Now, y'all can't be throwing stats up on us.
Okay. So let's go and put this up on the screens. Correction. The Astros have 12 homers. I'm trying to do the math here. I'm like, no, whoa. Let's slow our horses down. So, yeah. I was looking at that earlier, and the Giants have not played. The Giants are second. And who thought the Giants of all teams are hitting homers? And I remember listening to the Locked On Giants guy. They're like, oh, well, we're not a home run hitters team and all this. So this is crazy just how some of these teams are playing. And like this is a crazy start to the season. So I wouldn't have expected the Astros to be doing so good offensively. They're just clicking on all cylinders. So what did Dusty Baker have to say about this?
Oh, about the wins today?
He just
said this team is very secure in their abilities and very secure in each other. And, you know, he basically what he's saying is that this team believes in itself. And you can throw recycling bins or blow up trash cans, whatever you want, onto the field, and that's great. But this team's not going to be shaken. What people don't realize outside of Houston is that this team has a confidence. And Jake from the whole John Boy podcast group, Jake said the Astros are the formidable team in the American League because they have been there. You need to keep your eyes on them because they're experienced, and he's right. This team is experienced, and even with the rookies, they're surrounded by experience. So it's almost like they're coming in with experience because what the elder statesmen, what the veterans bring to this team, Eric. Dusty Baker, dude, every day I fall in love with Dusty Baker more and more as our manager because of how he stands up for the team. He's a no BS guy. And, you know, I mean, go back to his Bonds days. Dude, he stood by Barry Bonds the entire time. He did not waver in his commitment, and he's not going to waver his commitment to this team. And I think the players feed off of that, and we need that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so I know that all the talk today has been about the trash can since you brought it up. Michael Wilbon has been kind of talking about, well, Dusty Baker, I get it that you're defending your team, but your team has not paid for anything. Your team is going to get booed throughout the season. Fans have not had a chance to boo them. So they're going to be throwing their trash cans on the field. So I think I said this on yesterday's podcast. Totally creative throwing the blow up trash can on the field. Totally creative. I will give you that. But throwing an actual trash can on a field full of beer cans, that's slowing the game down. That's something that's uncalled for. And so Dusty Baker said this yesterday. How many fans in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life? We paid a price for it. How many people have not cheated on tests or whatever at some point in life? It's easy when you live in a glass house, but we don't live in a glass house. And so people have been calling him out all day on this. And this is not going to go away. And Dusty Baker had to say about this, about the hostility in the ballpark. You can tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands. I said this on yesterday's podcast. I couldn't tell you how many times I looked in the stands. I could see the middle finger just going up. And I think that sometimes we need to look at ourselves before you spew hate on each other. It's a sad situation for America, to me, when you hear things. I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands? And some of them are kids that are following their parents. It's sad to me. People make mistakes. We pay for ours. And I wish they'll leave them alone. But here's the problem. As we learned on the Locked On chat room today, they're not going to let it move on.
So, no, they're not. Yeah, nobody gives a crap what we think. So Astros fans, this is your direction from H-Town Wheelhouse telling you what you need to do. And Eric's like, oh, crap, H-Town Wheelhouse giving us direction. This isn't good. Let me tell you, it is not a sports dirt situation. Okay, let them wallow in their self-defeat. Let them be negative. I promise you, their negativity will come back on them. The negativity will backfire, and let them do that. It doesn't bother the Astros as much as it bothers you and me.
Yeah, and the Astros are able to tune it out. The good teams tune out. And like, was it Jesse Jackson? No, who's the player? Reggie Jackson said they don't boo nobodies.
That's
so
right.
There's a reason why they're out there booing. So speaking of betting on themselves, let's talk about betonline.ag.
Yeah. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, the NHL, and the MLB are in full swing. BetOnline covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered on all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, so we have a question from Jay Moyo And they say, can you please tell me what the Astros' choices were pitching? I don't know much about baseball, but pitching looks a little weak to me. We have a great offense. So, yes, I think, the Astros have some good starting pitching. At this point, they weren't able to get fully extended during spring training. So it's going to take some time for them to get fully extended. So let's see how many times I can use the word extended during this little segment. But I think the Astros are waiting for Jake Odorizzi to come to get extended. And then they're going to have to wait for Framber Valdez to get healthy and then for him to get extended. And then once they do that, then they can have a pretty dominant rotation.
Can have an extended rotation.
Yes. So then they're going to have to, then they don't have to rely on a Luis Garcia, because I think Luis Garcia deserves at least one more shot. But by that time he gets that one more shot, Jake Odorizzi is going to be ready to rejoin the rotation.
Well, here's the thing, Eric. Brandon Belak is making a case for himself for spot starts. I would right now be more comfortable with Brandon Belak than Luis Garcia. I think because Brandon Belak has a little bit more experience. I know he wasn't stretched out, but the more long relief appearances he gives, like he did earlier in the week, I think the higher chance he has. I know Valdez and Odorizzi are nearing their returns, but like you said, they're going to have to work their way in. And that, I know we're talking about the length of when pitchers went. Remember, Greinke did go 7 innings today. He did go 7 innings. He just didn't get the run support because Bundy, give him credit, he did a great job today on the mound. I mean, he was stellar and he took advantage. Dude, I'm sorry. Fernandez or Hernandez? Because I like to forget the guy's name. Literally every ball that was a ball, he called a strike, and every strike he called a ball. And it's almost like he does it to piss us off. Like, this guy he either has a really bad optometrist or he's never had an eye test before, because he is horrible behind the plate. Like, I'm talking about, like, dude, I'm just going to stop because I'm probably going to say something really insulting, but here's my thing. The Astros, I think, are fine. Let the guys settle in. They're going to come home. I think they're going to feel the fans. The fans are going to fuel them. And I bet you on the 6-game series, I bet you we go 4-2 at a minimum.
Yeah, the Astros aren't the only ones who cheated. It's very well documented that electric sign stealing was a league-wide problem. But unfortunately, they're the only ones who were caught in the situation. And they're the only ones who were uncreative enough to use trash cans and where you can go back and document it and catch it. So yeah, that's the situation that we find ourselves in. So it's going to take a while to kind of get over that little stigma, but the Astros will eventually get over it. Wait till we play in Dodger Stadium, but you can tell by the amount of Dodgers fans, it's not going away anytime soon. And you know, they're going to be coming to Houston to do that as well. So let's see, any other questions? So I think the Astros are really going to be, like somebody says, they're going to be, Will Traveler said that we're going to be doing the talking on the field. So the Astros did strike out 15 times at the plate. That's a little alarming today. They did score 4 runs, but that is the lowest scoring output of the season. That kind of lowers the little run support for the season. I mean, we're supposed to be doing this dynamic run scoring thing, but
Hold up. Eric, let me stop you right there. We are plus 27 run differential. Do you know who's in second place with the most run differential? The Dodgers. They're plus 12. We've doubled them. We're 2.5 times more runs than the Dodgers versus our opponents. And dude, like the Angels, I think the Angels are going to be the contenders with us contending for the top spot. Unless the A's do something to fix their pitching.
They're a good second half team, Brett. They're normally a good second half team.
Yeah, I know. But they were supposed to come out and they were supposed to continue their regular season dominance. But
Astros are supposed to suck. And look where they are now. Well, yeah, that's exactly what everybody said. That's what everybody said.
True. So,
you know what's funny? And I know that somebody said that Astros are cheating and all this. Everybody's throwing trash cans at them. While people are throwing trash cans at them, the Astros are going out there and averaging 7.5 runs per game without trash cans. And so they're showing that, yeah, well, maybe we did that, but we don't need that. And they're doing this without Michael Brantley. How many games did Michael Brantley play in? 1.5? Not even 1.5? Or 2.5?
He played in the first, I thought 3 games.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how many games he played.
I think he played almost the whole series.
Yeah, so the Astros, once he gets healthy and back in the lineup, that's going to be really impressive. So I'm glad that he is he's coming back. Yeah, 3 games, okay. I didn't really see a lot of this, but Trevor Howard saying that they're chanting cheaters to Martin Maldonado. I thought I heard a lot of cheers for Martin Maldonado because he used to play for the Angels. But
well, here's the thing, and this was explained to me by Sully, our friend. Yes, folks, he is our friend. He's actually a really good guy. But he said when they boo, they're not booing the player. They're booing what's on the uniform. They're booing the name Astros on the front. And whether we agree with that or not, that's what they're doing. That's what they're going to continue to do. Their kids are going to have signs and all that stuff. We should throw – well, hey, I saw someone online, he goes by Copier Colin or a Spaceman. He has purchased a blow-up syringe for when – I think they're going to go to Yankee Stadium, and they're going to bring a syringe, and they're going to blow it up in the stands, and they're going to throw it onto the field.
Oh, speaking of the Yankees, guess who they traded for?
Yes.
Rougned Odor.
Rougned Odor, yep. I mean, what's
going to stink up there.
Yeah, they already stink. Golly.
So to kind of wrap up on the podcast, I think that for opening day, we'll talk more about the matchup versus the A's, who are still winless and facing, who are they facing? Clayton Kershaw tonight, and then they're facing Tyler Bauer tomorrow. So they could come to Houston winless. And so that could be very depressing for our friend Jason Burke over at the Locked On A's podcast. But Christian Javier will be on the mound for the Astros, and then Lance McCullers, and then it would be Jose Urquidy.
Thursday you have Christian Javier.
Right.
And then Friday. Okay, I thought you said McCullers. I thought you were talking about Thursday.
No, McCullers, and then it'll be Urquidy, and there's no game on Sunday. That is so weird. How are you going to have a Sunday with no baseball game?
That's Sunday baseball.
What are we going to do?
Hey, we get the day off. That's good for our guys.
No, we don't, but
they do.
Speaking of which, Jose Altuve can't wait. He said Houston fans are the best and the biggest reasons why we go out there and play hard every day. I'm really excited about opening day. And Christian Javier, who's never really played in front of the Houston fans. So he said,
it's
really different to have fans back. I'm really excited. I was able to stay calm and I didn't feel nervous out there. It's a different type of adrenaline when you have fans in the stadium. And it's really great to have them. So, you know, he's going to be all pumped up to be in front of the Houston fans. So, guys, I'm excited to for opening day. We're going to do a locker room tomorrow around 8:30 or so. We'll talk about it after the show. But thank you for listening live. And thank you to everybody who's chatted with us. And
yeah, definitely.
Go Astros. And we'll have this up live pretty soon. Or not live, but the audio.
We'll have the live video up for y'all to go back and check it out, because it's really fun talking about a winning Houston Astros team. Go Astros.
Go Astros.